Who am I speaking with?
Sorry?
Who am I speaking with?
With Anne-Marie Huad, the Vice President of Communications for the Student Federation of the University of Ottawa.
And where are you right now?
I'm at Tabouret Hall, which is the pavilion where the administration offices are currently being barricaded.
And why are you barricading the administrative offices?
So we are there in protest of the recent tuition fee increase that was adopted at the last Board of Governors meeting on April 2nd. The University of Ottawa has yet to approve the budget. It's scheduled to be approved on Monday, May 28th. And basically we're hoping that they will reverse their decision to increase tuition fees and keep that in mind while conceiving the budget for the university.
And how much was tuition going to be raised by?
Overall, 5%. So depending on certain programs and if their first-year students are returning students, it varies between 4% and 8%, but overall it's an average of 5% increase.
And will that be reflected in any sort of decrease in administrator salaries?
Like I said, we don't have the budget yet, so I'm not sure if that will be redirected to administrative salaries, but nonetheless, increasing tuition fees is also, it also comes back to priorities in the budget. There's definitely areas where the University of Ottawa could save a couple dollars and prevent this tuition fee increase.
And I know that provincially the McGuinty government has mandated a 5% tuition increase per year as if it's just normal. Can you speak to that?
It's not actually mandated. The province of Ontario usually gives us a framework, and universities choose whether or not they're going to be increasing their tuition fees and by how much. So that's actually not a mandate of the province.
But, I mean, across the board, it is pretty standard that all universities every year raise their tuition by about 5% per year.
Yeah, no, that's definitely true. Most universities do decide to increase their tuition fees. Part of that is due to the fact that the province of Ontario is not prioritizing post-secondary education and therefore not financing our universities properly.
And what about the promise of a 30% reduction in tuition that turned out to be a rebate? Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, actually, as a student, I'm very, very critical of this grant. Only about a third of students in Ontario are going to have access to this grant. Many, many students who could use this extra help are going to be excluded from this. I'm thinking, for instance, all graduate students, part-time students, students who are in professional programs. So we're talking about engineers, law, med school, which are obviously very expensive programs to be studying at.
And how many people are barricading with you?
We've got about 30 people, 30 and growing. We've got several entrances on the second floor, and overall we've got 30 people barricading them, and we're getting support as the day goes on from fellow students in the area.
Now, Ottawa is on the border with Quebec, where there's a large student movement going on right now. Can you talk about if this is a spillover or this is a first sign of the movement spreading?
Sorry?
Ottawa is right next to Quebec. It's on the border. Can you talk about if this is, you know, a sign of the movement spreading beyond Montreal and Quebec?
Students have been mobilizing across the country to have a more affordable post-secondary education system for quite some time now. This isn't new. Evidently, the Quebec student movement is very inspiring, and evidently because there's so much media coverage, post-secondary education is a hot topic these days in the media, so it evidently is giving us a little bit of momentum. Evidently, the success of Quebec students is very important and crucial to a student's history in Ontario also, but this is nothing new. It's not the first protest we have here at the University of Ottawa or in Ontario.
And what's your plans by nightfall? Is this a one-day occupation or something sustained?
This is for today. So far, that's what the plan. plan is. I'm not sure if the organizers of the barricades are necessarily going to want to come back tomorrow, but for right now, it's scheduled for today.
Okay.
And we'll stay here as long as we can.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for speaking with the Media Co-op.
No problem. Thank you so much.